Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. I think we say this every single year. It's the day after Easter, and there's still good news. Jesus is still alive.
Come on, somebody.
I think we do that every year, don't you?
I think so, too. And you know what? It's true.
I know.
Every single year. I think it's funny that people will come in the week leading up to Easter. All we're talking about in the church world is, you know, Jesus died. He came back from the dead, the resurrection, mm-hmm. like the cross, the burial, the resurrection. And then after Easter, we're like, all right, now what's next? And we're like, no, that was it.
I know. Me and you heard a funny story, too, of a pastor who confessed something to our pastor one time.
Yes.
And we thought it was really funny.
I laughed so hard when I heard this.
And he says that the Easter season always frustrates him as a pastor because he has to stop his sermon series.
Yeah.
And
preach about the resurrection.
I don't know.
As a pastor, I thought that was so funny. It's like, the resurrection is like the most exciting thing in the world to preach about.
That's what I thought. We all thought the same thing, too. We're like, you got it backwards for sure, you know?
Yeah.
the reason we say all that is because we're still excited that Jesus is alive.
That's right.
Although we do have a wonderful message for you this week. It's a message that's entitled, Don't Waste Your Life.
Don't Waste Your Life.
Preached by Pastor Tim, and this is a fantastic message. He did not preach this message on Easter Sunday. He preached it a couple weeks ago now, but it's an amazing message. I feel like Pastor Aaron, that this is maybe Pastor Tim's life message.
Yeah.
I could sum it up like that.
Yeah, I would totally agree. You can see the passion and you know, you obviously knowing him as your dad and me growing up at Cornerstone, you know, we maybe get to see a little bit of the inside of Pastor Tim's life, and this is how he lives.
Yeah.
Is this message right here.
I agree. This is a fantastic message. He's going to talk about a woman in the Bible who poured her alabaster box of perfume all over Jesus's feet.
Yeah.
And there was many people in that room, including Judas Iscariot, who were upset that she wasted it.
Yeah.
I mean, because it said it was worth up to a year's wage.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a waste. What a waste, you know? But Pastor Tim's going to preach a message that was not a waste.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to it.
Let's do it.
Amen, amen, amen. Before you're seated, give somebody next to you a high five. There you go. Now you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What great worship, right? Man, my heart just came alive and just wonderful to praise the Lord. I and six others went to Muskegon yesterday to do a men's conference for Resurrection Life Church, and great to have our guest from there. And he's here this morning worshiping the Lord with us. And so we left at 5 a.m. to get there by 8, and then the service ended around 8 o'clock. And so I was pulling in around 11:30. Around 11 o'clock last night. And so I'm full of the Lord and full of caffeine. And so a week ago, I pulled my calf muscle running with my wife out there at Kensington, and it was a bad pull, and so all week long I was staying off of it and doing exercises to help stretch it out and everything. And so Saturday I wake up and I didn't even feel it anymore. This is great. And so I go over there and I minister in the first session, and after the first session it's activity time, and they had a gymnasium and guys were in there shooting baskets, and I love to play basketball, and I just forgotten all about my calf muscle. I shot a couple shots, and of course I made it. Shot a couple shots, nothing but net. And I think I did a little like a slam. Yeah. Do you believe that? Anyway, but the ball bounded away, and I just took off after it, and I re-pulled my muscle. It's the worst pulled muscle I've ever had, Dr. Rennie. Anyway, so I'm hobbling up here a little bit, not as bad as yesterday, but I got one of those running calf sleeves on to help kind of hold it together. And so I am paying the price to minister the word of the Lord to you, and I hope you appreciate it. It's a cross I need to bear. All right, I'm going to read two passages today. It's of the same story, but each one brings a little bit more detail to it. This is, well, it's Palm Sunday, right? It's the day that on the church calendar where we commemorate or remember that Jesus rode in on the donkey and was proclaimed to be the King of the Jews. And then a week later, they crucified him. The fickleness of people. But after he had that wonderful triumphant entry on Palm Sunday, as it were, he then went to Simon the leper's house there in Bethany. And of course, Lazarus came to that dinner, and Mary and Martha were there, and others were there, his disciples. And it's that story. So this is during Holy Week. It's about 6 days before his crucifixion that this takes place, all right? It tells us in Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9, and being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, so at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, and a woman came having an alabaster box of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, "Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." So that's 1 year's wage, 300 denarii, 1 year's wage. So think about the average salary in America. I'm not sure what it is. Let's say the mean salary is, let's say it's a $60,000 a year. It's a $60,000 offering to the Lord. And they criticized her sharply. And then catching up in verse 6, but Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble me? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial." Remember, this is just 5-6 days before his crucifixion. "Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." And then going over to John's gospel, chapter 12, because John gives us the exact same story with a little few little extra details. So it's like two people watching a car accident. Two witnesses watching a car accident. One would talk about the one car and the three people that were in the car. And maybe the second witness might talk about both cars and the three people in that car plus the two people in the other car. Then the police officer, Jeff Cross, that showed up on the scene. So here we have John chapter 12, verses 1 to 10. "Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead." So Lazarus is there. Remember, Lazarus come forth at Simon the leper's house in the town of Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. Now, Martha's the sister of Lazarus. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary, remember Mary and Martha? They were sisters also of Lazarus. Then Mary also was there. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Then I'm going to read verses 9 and 10, all right? "Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came..." So townspeople were there as well. "They came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests," so they were there, plotted to put Lazarus to death also. So quite the group of people that was at this supper that was hosted by Simon the leper.
It's interesting to think about this story in the Bible and really so many moments that we get a glimpse of through the Gospels. And so often we love to, and rightfully so, focus on kind of the main characters in those stories.
Yeah.
But Pastor Tim here is beginning to unpack a little bit that there was more than just Jesus and this woman in the room, right? There was Simon the leper. There was Lazarus, who he raised up from the dead. There was Martha. There was Judas Iscariot, the rest of the 12. There was even Pharisees and teachers of the law.
Yep.
Like there was all these characters, if you will, in the room. And it's really interesting to think about almost looking at this story from their point of view.
Yeah.
And imagining what it would have been like to be there. And really the rest of this week, Pastor Tim is going to kind of dissect each one of those points of view in the coming days and what they might have been thinking. Obviously, we don't know exactly what every single person was thinking, but really the main thrust of it is that, man, so many of them were there for the wrong reason.
It's interesting when you do read your Bible, there are oftentimes only one person in the room or in the scene that gets it right, and that's Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
It's definitely very few times that it's Jesus and somebody else who gets it right.
Yeah.
It happens, though.
Yeah.
And this is one of those times.
This is one of those times.
Where everybody in the room is wrong except this woman who's pouring perfume on Jesus' feet and Jesus.
Right.
Now, we like to put ourselves in the story. We love to paint ourselves into the scene, and we always imagine ourselves doing the right thing.
Yeah, we always paint ourselves in as the hero or the one in the right.
Yeah, let me burst the bubble. Anybody listening right now, and maybe even burst my own bubble.
Yeah.
We would have been wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? We would not have understood what the woman was doing. We would not have understood that it was a pre-burial routine, that it was destined by God himself above that this was going to happen to Jesus. Nope, we never would have noticed it. We never would have caught it. We would have watched a woman pour $60,000 worth of perfume on the ground, and we would have been ticked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's been a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So just put ourselves in the proper place here. Now let's learn a little bit from this story.
Yeah.
Jesus is excited that this woman has poured out her future.
Yeah.
Not just figuratively, Pastor Aaron, actually.
Yeah, very literally.
Yes.
Poured out her future.
And what's her plan now? Jesus will take care of her. Don't worry about her plan.
Yeah.
She did just fine.
Yeah.
All right, she's in heaven.
Right. Right.
Don't worry about her. Worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Is Jesus asking you to pour out more of your life? And if you do, it's not wasted.
It's not a waste.
It's been great to be with you today, family, listeners, however you're listening to this. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.